7. Please don't talk. The next morning, I woke up bright and early in Sophie's bed. I was still Sophie, and the bracelet was still warm and snug on my wrist. But today, I had a plan. I had to keep Cam as me home from school. Last night after dinner, while Mom and Dad put a protesting baby Sophie to bed early, Cam as me and I hung out in the living room. Cam as me was happily playing a game on my tablet, and when I looked over her shoulder, I saw a bunch of texts coming in from Leah and Sloan. My friends were checking up on me, asking how I was feeling. They had heard that I was sick. Aw, that was sweet. But Cam as me started to reply with a bajillion emojis that made no sense. Unicorns, lollipops, a bunch of crying faces, an angry face. I dove, snatching my tablet from Cam as me, a millisecond before she could tap send. After Cam as me went to bed, I was able to watch the teen vampire TV show that my parents always said I was too young for. It was awesome. Now, I sat up in Sophie's bed and stretched. It was true that Cam as me hadn't done much damage yesterday, but who knew what she would do with a whole day? She could ruin my social and academic life. I couldn't risk it. I'd get Cam as me to stay home, and at school, I'd tell Leah and Sloan that my sister was sick. Very sick. Too sick to video chat. Or text. And then, I would offer to fill in for her at the talent show. I smiled as I got dressed in one of Sophie's uniforms. Since my parents weren't letting me, Addie, be in the show, the sister switch worked in my favor. Becca's words echoed in my mind. Your wish came true. Have fun. You're the older sister now. But first, I had to get my mom's help. You know, Mom, I said, walking into the kitchen, I don't think Addie has fully recovered. She should stay home today. Really? My mom asked, flipping the pancakes. You both seemed fine last night. Here she is now. Are you feeling okay? I am feeling great, Cam as me exclaimed, running into the kitchen. I am not sick at all. I can't wait to go to big kid school. I blinked at my sister's outfit. She wore my brand new yellow sneakers, the rare non-hand-me-downs I owned. Her attempt to style her own hair had resulted in a bumpy and lopsided ponytail. Plus, what was up with the extra layers of uniform she had on? Yikes, you cannot wear your hair like that, I said. And fix your uniform. Absolutely no one wears a skort with leggings. Sophie, that's not nice, Mom chided me. As long as Addie's keeping to the school dress code, I see no reason why she can't wear that. Cam as me smiled triumphantly. Where is Camille? My dad asked, coming into the kitchen. We're going to be late if we don't leave now. I'm here, Cam as me giggled. I nudged her. Dad smiled. Oh, are you still playing that body swap game? I debated telling him that it wasn't a game, but I knew he wouldn't believe us. I heard footsteps stomping down the stairs. Baby Sophie came into the kitchen, looking furious. I am not going to school today, she announced. Pre-K is horrible. You are absolutely going, Dad said. And no shenanigans like yesterday. I am not canceling more meetings. Mom nodded. If you act up at school again, Camille, you'll be going to bed at 6 tonight. I hate this, baby Sophie grumbled. Fine, I will go to school, but I will not finger paint. I will not. It is not civilized. Cam as me laughed. Wasn't she nervous that baby Sophie would out-tantrum every pre-K-er? I couldn't stop worrying about how my sisters would act at school. What's your locker combo? I asked baby Sophie under my breath. I'm not telling you, she snapped. Do you want another absence on your record? I threatened. Ugh, no. Fine. It's pie. Pie? Yes, 314, obviously. She shook her head and glared at me before heading out the door. Please don't talk in math. Or in any of my classes. Just fix this. Immediately. Even the hilarity of baby Sophie launching big words off her tiny tongue couldn't get me to shake my worries. No one was staying home today, so I had to rethink my plan. Come on, Cam, or Addie, I said to Cam as me after I'd eaten. She was playing with her pancakes. We need to get going. Funny. Before the switch, I was the one Sophie had to wait for. When Cam as me was ready, we headed out the front door with Mom. Mom hugged us goodbye and went to her car. And then Cam as me veered off our porch and trampled across our dewy lawn in my new sneakers, smiling as wide as the Ohio sky. Annoyed, I took a sharp inhale of morning air and started desperately thinking of an emergency solution for this day. I turned to Cam as me. I have to lay a few ground rules for you, I said sternly, and I need you to listen closely. Cam as me did a wiggle and a quick spin, and then she nodded. Only speak when spoken to, I started as we walked to school. Be nice, and whatever you do, just say no to that urge to act a fool in front of the class. And don't talk. Okay, Cam as me said. Whew. That was easier than I thought. Maybe Cam as me could pull this off. As we walked into St. Joseph's, Cam as me immediately headed for the stairs. No, you don't go that way, I said, putting my arm around her to lead her away from the pre-K section. Hey, Addie, a voice called out behind us. I spun around and spotted Leah. Hey, Leah, I said with a casual wave. Leah stared at me like I was a transfer student from Transylvania. Right. Sophie would never say hi to Leah like that. Or at all. It was a reflex. I automatically answered to the name Addie. I was going to have to be extra careful. I was Sophie now. Hi, Sophie, answered Leah, eyeing my arm wrapped tightly around Cam as me. Trying to act casual, I let my arm slide off my sister's shoulder. The moment I did, Cam as me forgot all about my ground rules. Pre-K is down the other way, and this way is for big kids, Cam as me explained. And you know what? The chairs are bigger, the desks are bigger, the... She could not stop talking. How about I walk you to class, Come with me, Addie, I babbled. Leah stared at us. What in the world did she think was going on? Leah, Addie, Sloane called, running over to us. She stopped when she saw me. Oh, hi, Sophie. Sloane was looking at me strangely. I remembered our interaction in the bathroom yesterday. I tried my best not to smile at Sloane, which would have made her even more suspicious. Instead, I grabbed a throat lozenge from my backpack, handed it to Cam as me, and whispered, "Don't talk." "Mmm," she said, happily sucking on the lozenge. "Why didn't you text us back last night?" Sloane asked Cam as me. "Are you okay? We were worried. Can we practice for the talent show at lunch?" Now was my chance. Addie lost her voice. She has laryngitis and can't speak, I said in a serious tone. She won't recover by Friday. She has to sit out the talent show so her voice can heal. Leah frowned. But she was just talking about how big our desks are, like a minute ago. Oh, those were vocal exercises. You know, like the one that goes... The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain, I explained with a heavy sigh. Doctor's orders. Singing would be too taxing for her right now. Leah heaved out a sigh, and Sloane's shoulders slumped. But I have a solution, I continued. I can stand in for Addie and perform with you two. There, I beamed. Not only would Leah and Sloane get their third singer, but I'd get to perform in the show. Win-win! You? Sloan and Leah asked in unison, tighter than their harmony vocals. What was with their faces? Did they think my idea stank or my breath? Yes, me. Leah cackled. Sloan seemed confused at first, but then laughed along. Good one, said Leah. Sophie, you come up with a million ways to brush us off. You're so smart that most of them go right over my head, but I got that one. Oh, she means the opposite of what she said, Sloan said. Leah nodded. Yeah, like an opposite day diss. They thought I was joking, because Sophie was never nice to them. I love opposite day, Kamazmi cheered. I'm sad today. Just kidding. Today is the best. Your voice sounds fine, Leah said, frowning at Kamazmi. I nudged Kamazmi, who resumed sucking on the lozenge. She's really not supposed to talk, I said through gritted teeth. Right, Addie? Kamazmi nodded. Well, if you rest your voice enough, maybe you'll be better by Friday, Sloan said. The bell rang, and Leah and Sloan hurried into the classroom. I gestured for Kamazmi to follow them, and she did. Neither of my plans had worked. I looked down at the bracelet on my wrist. It was still warm and still glowing. It was still magic. My wish had come true. I was no longer in the middle. I no longer had to give up what I wanted to please other people. So what did I want? I straightened my shoulders. I wanted to sing in the talent show. And what I really wanted was to sing together, my song. I felt a rush of inspiration. Maybe I wouldn't need Leah and Sloan. Maybe I didn't need my parents' permission either. I could sign up for the talent show as Sophie. I would sing together, and I would announce to the crowd that my sister, Addie, had written the song. And then I, could take the songwriting class if I, Sophie, won. Yes! The late bell rang. I would sign up at lunch, but first, it was time to get to class. It was a good thing I had Sophie's locker combination because her schedule was taped inside. Also, she seemed to be about a month ahead on all her homework, so it wasn't a problem that I hadn't done any last night. When her science teacher called on her, I used the same trick I had for my sister. Laryngitis, I mouthed. The teacher made a sad face and spent the rest of the class trying to get other students to talk. I spent the whole class wondering what Kamazmi was doing. Was she sticking to the ground rules? And was baby Sophie acting out in pre-K again? At lunchtime, I rushed over to the table outside the cafeteria and wrote my name on the talent show sign-up sheet. Add Sophie Asante. Act Singing Together, an original song by Addie Asante. It was official. Addie! Squealed Kamazmi, hugging me from behind. Whoa! I turned around and stopped myself from correcting her. My baby sis must have been so relieved to see me. It had to be scary being around older kids all day. Today was amazing, she said. During science, we went outside, and I dug up more earthworms than anyone, and Miss Frankel cheered for me. But I fell asleep during the next lesson. History? Maybe. It was something about the Constitution. I don't know. It was my nap time.
Not too bad.
Who didn't snooze now and then during Miss Frankel's history lessons? Chloe and Zoe walked by and gave Kamazmi high fives. Addie, you are the queen of dodgeball, Zoe said. Clearly my sister was amazing at PE, which was funny because I was not. When we played dodgeball, I avoided the ball at all costs. I bet Camille dove right for it. Maybe dodgeball was less about skill and more about bravery. You did good. I rubbed Kamazmi's back. Kamazmi leaned into me and pretended to purr like a cat. We both giggled. Addie! Leah called, waving to Kamazmi to join her and Sloane. I recognized that welcoming wave and had to glue my feet to the floor to keep my legs from carrying me to my besties. Kamazmi turned to me. Come sit with us, she whispered. I wanted to, but Sophie couldn't join my friends. That would set off too many alarm bells. I think I'll sit with the seventh graders, I said. Sophie and I had the same lunch period, but she always ate in the science lab. It wasn't that no one wanted to be Sophie's friend, I realized. It was that she didn't want to be anyone else's friend. She acted like friends were a waste of time. She'd rather be studying. Well, today she was going to sit with other kids. Today, she was going to make friends. Okay, have fun! Kamazmi ran off to join Leah and Sloane. I could only hope she'd remember her must-rest voice rule and keep quiet during lunch. I walked into the cafeteria. The place was buzzing with chatter, chuckles, and chewing. Funny how many details you pick up on when you're scanning the scene all alone. You got this, Addie. Sophie, I told myself. I saw some kids from Sophie's math class at a table to my left. Since there was room at the end of the table, I decided to go for it and sit there. What was the worst that could happen? They'd think Sophie was weird? They already thought Sophie was weird. I sat down. The whole table turned to stare at me. Hi, I said. Okay if I join you? Two of Sophie's classmates, JJ and Kayla, shrugged and continued with their conversation. I love all her songs, Kayla said, holding up her phone screen to JJ. I recognized that actor turned singer. I liked her songs too. And even though Sophie wouldn't admit it, she was even more of a fan. Once, I heard her play one of her songs for hours. I play Moonrise on repeat when I'm studying, I blurted out. JJ and Kayla stared at each other and froze. It seemed like everyone at the table and the entire cafeteria froze too. The silence felt like a weighted blanket thrown over my head. Until JJ smiled. I play that song on repeat too, they confessed, a little breathlessly. When I'm riding my bike. It's on repeat when I'm washing my hair, added Kayla. We held one another's surprised gazes for a few seconds, and then we all busted out laughing. JJ leaned in. There's sometimes a Moonrise playlist on repeat at Pages. Maybe we'll see you there after school? My heart jumped. I was being invited to Pages, the awesome bookstore cafe hangout spot. I smiled and nodded. See you there, I said. You're welcome, Sophie.